Trumas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hamiskaven loymer truma va'omer meiser. Person has kavana to say truma, but instead he says meiser. Meiser va'omer truma. Or he thinks of being mafresh meiseris, but he says truma. Oilo va'omer shlomim. Same thing. He wants to say ola, but he says shlomim. Shlomim va'omer oilo. Or he has in mind to say shlomim, but he says ola. She'eni nichnas levai zeh va'omer lezeh. So here he makes a neder that he's not going to go into a specific house. That's what he has in mind. But rather, out of his mouth comes something else. She'eni nena lezeh va'omer lezeh. Or he has in mind, he thinks of making a neder, that he's not going to have hanah from one person. And instead, he makes a mistake and says a different person. Lo omar klum. So we don't have to worry about these things. What he said is not valid. It doesn't work. Ad shu piv v'libo shavim. Until his heart and his mouth are the same and consistent. So if he says the wrong thing, it doesn't work. And the Mefarshim explained, the Rav explains, because it says, and the Rai is from where it says, by Nedarim, Moitzi Vasecha Tishmor. And then it also says, Kol Nediv Lev. So one pasuk is talking about Svasecha, and one pasuk says, Nediv Lev, which is your heart. So that's a stira. What do you need? Do you need from your lips, or do you need your heart? So the answer is that you need Goymer Belibo Moitzi Besvas. If you have to be specific with your heart, and then it should come out of your mouth, the same thing. Now the Tosfos Yontif points out, and the other Mefarshim too, that this is Dafka, when there's a stira between what you're thinking and what you say, that they're against each other. But what if you don't say anything, and you're just gomer belibo? There the Tiferes Yisrael explains that by truma, which is what we're dealing with, and kodshim, your dvarav is kayamim, meaning what you thought to be tirim is good enough. Now the Tosfos Yontif asks, if so, why did the Rav have to bring a raya from Shavuos? He could have brought the same pasuk we brought earlier when we discussed that when you take off the shear of truma, you just make an umdana, and the pasuk was v'nechshav lachem chumaschem, a machshava. So why we have to bring a pasuk in by nedarim? Just bring what you see by truma. It says v'nechshav. You're supposed to just make an umdana, just think about it. So you see that you don't have to speak. Shub Kivager says that even though it says that, it's possible that that case is what you actually have to speak. That it's true, v'nechshav lachem, that you have to think of it, but it still could be that after you think of it, you have to actually then say, mi mafrish truma. Regardless, this is the Rash's shita, that as long as it's not machish each other, you can go just by machshava, by truma. We actually, Kivager brings another raya from a priest mishnah we've learned, that an ilam, a person that can't speak lo aleinu, the only issue with him, l'chatchila, not being term, is because of the bracha. But if you recall, Rabbi Kivager there said, it's mashma, just the bracha is the issue. What about designating something as truma? That was not the issue over there. If it wasn't for the bracha, he can be tarim lechatchila. How could that be? Don't you need dibor and he can't speak? Elamai, you see that you don't need dibor. Machshava is good enough by truma. And in this mishnah, the only real issue is that there's a stira between his words and what he's thinking.